President Nicolas Sarkozy's trip to Russia comes after Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili told reporters he had accepted an international ceasefire proposal over the breakaway Georgian province of South Ossetia. Mr. Saakashvili also said Mr. Sarkozy will be holding talks with him in Georgia, as well as with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Moscow. The French president will also speak on behalf of the European Union, which France currently heads. The international community has sounded the alarm over the sharp clash between Russia and Georgia over South Ossetia, which has also spilled into other parts of Georgia, including Abkhazia, another breakaway territory. The European Commission called Monday for an immediate halt to Russian military activity in Georgia. French and Finnish foreign ministers were also in Georgia Monday and were planning to hold talks in Moscow to take stock of the situation. Thomas Vlasic, Defense and Foreign Policy Director at the Center for European Reform in London, says mediation by the 27-member bloc can have an effect.
The EU has influence over Russia. Russia does want to be accepted and seen as a legitimate member of the international community. It is, of course, a member of G8, UN Security Council. It wants to be in the WTO, the World Trade Organization. It wants to have special privileged relations with the EU and with NATO. So it does care about what the world thinks.
Vlasic says Europe should send one message in particular.
It needs to emphasize to Russia that it is not okay to use the conflict over South Ossetia and Abkhazia now to wage a greater, broader war against Georgia itself. And again, we do have influence to make sure that that doesn't happen.
EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels Wednesday for more talks on the conflict in Georgia. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.